Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Castology.
It's time for us to review and recommend some podcasts because this is Castology and that's what we do. I am one of your castologists, Liz Best, here with
Nick Bleeker
and
Zane C. Weber.
And we're here to recommend. Each of us is going to recommend one podcast and then we're going to review the podcast that we recommended last week. And we've got a theme this week.
A listener suggested theme.
Yes, we had someone write into us and say, you know what? I've been having trouble finding podcasts that would really, you know, suit this particular theme. Could you help me out? So the theme is sleep. And I've been a fucker and completely gone against what the point of the sleep podcast
is. No, I'll back you up on your choice.
Okay, good.
I have anecdotes there. And this is friend of the show, Eric Wilson, has suggested we do a theme on sleep and particularly wanted my opinions because I am a known insomniac who creates a sleep podcast. Specifically because I couldn't find one that suited my needs. So I have trawled the internet to find something that I could listen to.
Yeah, well, the one that I'm going to recommend today is it definitely suits the sleep theme. However, it's not for its intended purpose of helping you sleep, but I do have an honorable mention that I'm just going to pop out there for people that I quite enjoy myself. So I'm going to go with the spirit of the theme first and get Zane to go first with his recommendation so that I can blast it apart later.
Okay. So I'm recommending our I Can't Sleep podcast. And basically this is just the host literally reading random internet articles in a normal tone, which is he has a very pleasant voice off the internet to get you to go to sleep. His name is Benjamin Boster.
It's a cool name. I like it.
Yeah,
alliterative.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah, it's a superhero name. Mm. He has a voice that doesn't bother me. He doesn't try to go ASMR, which really puts me specifically on edge.
Yes.
So this is what I like is that he speaks like a normal person, but in a really relaxed and gentle way. This is very similar. It doesn't sound overly overly filtered.
Yeah.
Where a lot of podcasts do that. The drawback to this podcast is that it is just him speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not into that, if you need music, if you need soundscape, if you need white noise, this isn't the podcast for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an honorable mention.
Okay.
Which is Meandering Piano. And it's literally just a piano player improving slow, relaxing piano music.
Oh, fucking okay.
So it's the complete opposite. There's no talking at all. It just goes straight into the meandering piano. So you can kind of take your pick of either of those. My official pick is the I Can't Sleep podcast. It is pleasant to listen to. I find when I need to go to sleep, I need content. I need something to latch onto to make me engage with it to get the feeling and get the relaxation that comes with, like, I am being spoken to, I am consuming information rather than just like white noise.
Yeah.
And I really hate it when people, you're going to go to sleep.
Ooh,
no.
It's like, I can't do that.
No.
Benjamin Boster's I Can't Sleep podcast. If I wasn't going to listen to my sleep podcast to go to sleep, this is probably the one I would listen to.
Do you want to name your sleep cast?
We've recommended it before. It's One Third of Life.
Yeah.
It specifically has me reading random Wikipedia articles in a filtered way over a soundscape with music. So that's exactly what I want. This is a part of what I want. A meandering piano is part of what I want. And in some situations, either or of those would help me. Yeah, so
cool.
Benjamin Boster has a voice that does not bother me.
That is a good thing, considering how bothered you are by some voices.
Yeah, particularly people doing sleep podcasts, because they're either they don't have a voice for it or they're trying to do ASMR.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I'm going to go next because I want to finish with a genuine sleep podcast. Mine's cheeky because it is a sleep-related podcast. It's a Q-code fiction podcast called The Edge of Sleep. It is one of the first, if not the first, Q-code. Q-code storytelling podcast. And the basic premise is Night Watchman finishes his shift at work, goes to the hospital. All the nurses and doctors are outside crying because every single person in the hospital who was asleep has died. And it turns out that everybody who was asleep that night has died. And so now he and other survivors have to stay awake for as long as humanly possible and figure out what's happening with this whole thing before they fall asleep and die.
Ooh, okay.
So it's not quite the relaxing podcast, but
it's literally an insomnia podcast.
Yeah.
So it's Q-code and Wood Elf. They kind of paired up.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it stars, produced by and stars Markiplier.
Yes.
Of YouTube fame. Why I'm giving you this one is because when I can't find something that I can get into, I will listen to audio drama to go to sleep.
Yeah.
This one in particular, because it's not heavy horror, it's not until the end-ish stuff, but even then it's more just kind of surreal. So this one
is
fine.
If I would not listen to this to go to sleep, because it would freak me out in some kind of, it would make me, my anxiety make me want to stay awake, but it relates to sleep, so I'm taking it and you can't make me not.
I literally just said I wasn't going to stop you.
Perfect. I quite like it. You can quite see where Q-code has been able to go with their stories from this. I will say I feel like there needs to be a season two. It's been a really long time now and there hasn't been any discussion of a season two. However, in August/September last year, they were re-promoting it on their social media. So maybe...
Interesting.
Maybe, I don't know. Don't quote me on it, but I just think it's interesting that they would start re-promoting it if there's no season two.
Or if it's about to be picked up by and made into a TV show.
Oh, that'd be so great. That'd be so great. All right, Nick, what have we got?
Mine was a late submission because I had the wrong podcast in there in the list. I don't really listen to podcasts to go to sleep, to be honest. For me, it's like I put a TV show on.
Same.
Or I just fall asleep. I don't know. It's hard because I think I tried podcasts for a while to go to sleep too. And the problem is that I actually started tuning into what they were saying and then I was like, oh, okay.
That's why you got to find the ideal type of boring.
And so I asked my partner, Sam, like there was this podcast that she used to listen to a while ago before she started listening to Drag Race to fall asleep. and that's just screaming at people, so it doesn't help me. But she recommended this podcast called Sleep With Me. And the whole purpose of the show is that it literally is the most boring possible show to put you to sleep. When I listened to this, I remember really enjoying it because I was like, oh, you're actually talking about something really interesting. So I actually couldn't sleep to this podcast. But Sam was out like a light listening to it. So what the host does is basically just talk about random stuff. Honestly, I feel like it's just an hour of a run-on sentence.
With this particular one, though, they normally do themes, I'm pretty sure. So they did like a Game of Thrones recap and they did
like Mandalorian
Good Place
and
recaps.
Another, yeah.
And sometimes just random shit.
I have something to say here.
Yes.
You listen to this.
Are you sure it's not going into the review?
No. This is... I just want to get my history with this podcast out in the public, in the light. This is probably the first sleeping podcast, maybe, that existed forever. So when I was looking for a sleep assistance podcast, this is the one that I came across and tried to use. And
okay, don't go any further until reviews time.
I'm just going to say this is the podcast that made me make my sleep podcast.
Yes. Okay. I feel like you've gone into reviews territory. This is next week talk.
This is an incredibly popular podcast, though. Like, I know a lot of people that use it as a tool to help fall asleep.
And the sleep assistance podcasts have boomed in the last year or so.
Yeah.
And I'll also quickly give an honourable mention. One of the sleep podcasts that I recently started listening to was Snoozecast. Which I don't remember the host's name, but she is one of the few, like, I don't notice a lot of sleep podcasts with lady voices as much, and I quite enjoy her voice. She just reads public works.
Public domain.
Public domain works, yeah, yep. And also, what was the other one that I really liked? Oh, I've used Phoebe Reads a Mystery before.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so those are just two that we won't be reviewing, but just ones that I particularly
Do you enjoy. Read before you go to sleep?
I used to, but because I'm an editor and writer now, the last thing I want to do is to look at words before I go to sleep. And it kind of breaks my heart because I used to fall asleep really easily after reading. But because I've made it my job, my eyes just go, no, we're not looking at things anymore. No, thank you.
I've taken to reading before bed because I found my, for my job, I'm at the computer screen all day. Like, I wake up at 8 o'clock, I'm at the computer until 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so actually, my thing was I started buying more graphic novels and reading graphic novels before going to bed. And I would get maybe 10 pages in. I'm like, oh man, I'm starting to doze. Close it, straight to sleep.
Yeah, I do a bit of cross stitching. And I sometimes if I stitch in low light before bed, then I feel like
Switching on my sleep doctor personality, you know, it's very important to have sleep habits.
Yes.
Sleep hygiene. Set up a routine that you get into that lets your body know it's time to sleep.
I do that anyway because my anxiety means that I need to have a very predictable end to my day because otherwise it just cortisol goes through the roof. So I have a very set night routine that involves like, you know, shower or bath and then doing my skincare routine so that I know that no matter how bad anything gets throughout the day, I still get to do this one relaxing thing at the end. So my body just hates me and it just doesn't want to sleep ever. So, yeah. All right. Well, those are our sleep recommendations for this week. We might pop a couple of things into the show notes about sleep hygiene, Zane, ? Because I think that might be a little bit helpful.
Honestly, that'd probably be helpful for me. So
yeah. All right. Let us go back to the reviews for last week's recommendations. And I would like to know what you thought of my podcast first. So I recommended The Apology Line, which was a 6-part docuseries about a phone line that you could call back in, was it the 80s? Where you just could anonymously apologize for stuff, but then people started apologizing for crimes and they had to sort that out because that is bad. What do we think?
What? Do you think?
That was the same response as last week.
Why don't the police just set up a line?
Because it's been done now, Zane.
But no, but they just don't call it as the whatever line. They're just like, hey, this is the tell us all your deep dark secrets and we won't tell anyone hotline.
Because I feel like it's been done now and people would suspect it now.
I also feel like there's like laws against it now too, isn't there? Like
probably.
Not entrapment, but
Maybe. This is a very interesting podcast, very interesting phenomena, very interesting story.
I can't believe that it happened.
No, but I definitely buy into it, especially during the 80s.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I agree with you, Liz, it wasn't a typical Wondery format.
No, it didn't feel Wondery.
It felt a lot more newsy rather than like, let's tell you a story.
Yeah.
That being said, the audio, because of course you're dealing with audio recordings from a long time ago, it did hurt at some points, like switching between audio sources. But again, like, it's very interesting, and if you buy into it, I think that's a small price to pay.
Yeah.
It's well edited, but the audio sources were an issue.
Much as I really enjoyed this podcast, even I found that it was, because it was very newsy, and you know I have an issue with podcasts that sound like they're done by news providers, and somehow this sounded like that. And I'm like, Wondery, what are you doing to me? But yeah.
But yeah, so it's fun.
I feel like this might be the first Wondery podcast that I didn't enjoy. I know this is part of like their shtick, right? But the ads and the consistency of the ads completely took me out of everything that was happening in this every fucking time. And the ads, I feel like it was like an ad, two minutes of ads every 5 minutes, every episode. I'm like, oh shit, we're towards the end. I'm like, oh right, because we just had 15 minutes of ad breaks in a 30-minute episode. I think the actual idea, like the actual story itself is incredibly interesting, the fact that this whole thing exists. And I put aside the fact that the phone calls obviously are back, like they're obviously a relic of an age, so you have to accept that that's, you're not going to get crystal clear audio. But for me, I just found like, I got three episodes in and I just, it felt really samey. I felt like I'd kind of heard this before. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this kind of, to me, exists better not as a podcast but as something else, even though I know that the whole point of it is audio driven. I don't know, I just feel
so
like,
so did you not like buy into the like the conceit, the content, was that just,
I think,
not
so and or? I think it felt a little bit like wanky almost.
Okay.
Like what's the fucking dude's name?
You're gonna have to be more specific than that.
Jesus
that
Christ.
One dude. Jesus.
No, it's not Jesus.
Bill Clinton.
There's a, like, there's,
Gandhi.
Fuck, I'm completely
Is it
blanking.
A news thing that you're trying to think about, or?
No, it's a character in the actual podcast, and I'm completely blanking on his name because I didn't write it down. But
the one who invented the line?
Mr. Apology?
I think so. Yeah, I think it is, because the host, she, whatever her fucking name is.
Marissa.
Because she had, like, she has the past with him, right?
Mm.
I feel like there's just, I don't know. I really can't quantify my thoughts on this as much as I would like to, because I couldn't connect with it on any level whatsoever.
Yeah. Didn't click.
Like,
yeah, didn't click.
I'm glad
click.
That you gave it three eps before you decided that, though.
No, like, well, I wanted to because I felt like for me, I got, because I think that the actual hook itself is super interesting, because it was like, you obviously get the confessions coming in, and there's some really interesting ones that come in that are signify the time as well.
Mm.
Like some of the sort of like the racist stuff that comes in, and then there's like the weird ones that like the guy that pretends he's a Zodiac killer and all that sort of stuff. He may have been, who knows? But I was like, I need to give it the benefit before I really just stop. And I got to the third episode, and I just was like, I'm not getting anything out of this whatsoever. And the hook had complete, like, after that, the hook completely just dropped off for me, because I think the initial hook is super interesting, because it's like, all right, well, someone's obviously going to call in and that's investigating that mystery. And then I got to that third episode and I was like, no. And I finish all Wondery podcasts, I really do, but this one just feels like it felt like
an extended 60 minute style story to me.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad thing though, but I feel like this, to me, I don't know if it's just because it's like my expectation of what Wondery puts out.
Yeah, well, as I said, it didn't sound like Wondery to me.
No, yeah, because it's not very much like with the Wondery podcast.
They're
hyper
produced with a particular storyteller guiding you through everything with little musical interludes. Like, it's just
reenactments.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because that was my expectation going into it, because I saw it, I was like, oh shit, it's a Wondery podcast. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then going into it, I was like, oh, this is not really what I expect.
Maybe Wondery have shot themselves in the foot by producing things all a certain way.
Well, yeah, you definitely do.
Because they're great, but then when you do something different, people are like, why did you not do the thing that I'm used to that comforts me greatly? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's the trouble with any media organization is like, as soon as, like, with any TV show, like, if you're like, oh, this TV show is breaking format, I'm don't like this episode, or like, oh, I love that episode because it broke format.
Yeah, yeah.
You cool. see it in like Simpsons and Friends all the time. Mm. So yeah.
Like, I don't want to penalize Wondery for at least attempting to do more.
Too late. You already have.
Yeah,
you hate Wondery, the end.
Well, yeah.
Well, the Wondery band's off now because we've had a negative review on one of them. So
is that the first negative review we've done on a Wondery show?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll just like sell out to Amazon then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
We'll just do that.
But again,
give us the bucks, billionaire.
Wondery ads give me the shits. They're one of the worst perpetrators for that.
I can't stand that if I stay following something for a season two that I just keep getting an ad for every fucking podcast that they're putting out. No, thank you. Goodbye. All right. I would like to know what we thought of Zane's podcast, please.
The Joy of X, where the host interviews scientists about their passion, basically. So the host is a mathematician themselves. His name is Stephen Strogatz, another superhero name. Mm-hmm. Basically talking about to the world's leading scientists about their passion and their work and that intersection.
Nick?
First of all, podcast art. Excellent. I listened...
I can't even remember the podcast art.
It's just the X. It's just like that... The X.
Oh, yes, yeah, no,
algorithmic.
I love that. Just keep saying it's the X. Yep. It's the X. I really, really enjoyed this. I felt... like a lot of Zane's shows that I was out of my depth. Like I'm honest, and that's because I'm stupid. So for me, it's
stop putting yourself down.
This is just, we go through the.
You're like, an everyman. No.
You're just as dumb as everyone we hate.
Yay! I really found the Brian Keating episode about the origin of the universe really interesting because it wasn't just about like tell me about your job, but it was about Brian's. So my understanding was that he was awarded a Nobel Prize and then it was withdrawn because the claim on it was actually proven to be to have flaws. And so he actually was like not stripped of it, but it was like reallocated or whatever.
Huh.
But the central message of it was actually really beautiful towards the end because Brian and Steve, because I know them by their first names like that, had a really wonderful little message at the end. It was like, we're all sort of, everyone is like stardust. And that's how the episode starts about the origins of the universe. But then you actually go into Brian's career and then obviously what his thought process is about like losing something so significant and then what he, like what his motivations were to keep continuing what he was doing. And I found that really, really interesting. I feel like this show for me, I really need to look for topics that I'm interested in.
Mm.
Otherwise, I ain't doing it. Mm. So obviously seeing that, I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally in on it. There's one there from an NFL player to mathematician, which I really wanted to get into as well. Surprisingly, I didn't hate it and I felt it was accessible, but I felt really stupid listening to it like I do with a lot of science and math shows.
I only take issue with the surprisingly.
That's the part I find hilarious. All right, so... My poor little brain is broke. I just am not taking in a lot of information. However, one episode that I listened to had this woman talking about these tiny little see-through worms, like single-celly worms, and also cancer.
Transparent worms, genetics one.
Yeah, so transparent worms and also how... a certain experiment that she was doing with rats and their cancers in the rats cured themselves. Like, it's just fucking weird and wonderful. And what I loved so much, and it just made my little cheeks happy, the passion with which she nerds out about everything. You know, she says some like really science heavy and the thing that's just like, I was like, wow, my brain doesn't cope with that. And she's like, who couldn't be completely thrilled and excited by that? And I was like, that's adorable. Like without being condescending, it's so fucking delightful to hear the passion with which, and I listened to another episode that I didn't take in as much of the information as I did with the transparent worms one. But the hearing them speak passionately about a topic that they are engaged with helps you engage with content that you would not normally engage with.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have said engage more, but it's one of the buzzwords at my work at the moment is engagement. So it's just like stuck in my brain.
If you want to listen to any more, I would highly recommend the Rebecca Golden and Brian Nosek episode. And it's just about how to deal with being the bearer of unpopular truths. So they're a mathematician and a psychology researcher.
Oh, see, I like psychology science. Psychological science I find fascinating and more easy to absorb.
Yeah.
But this is like, again, it's my depressed brain. I find it very difficult to take in big swathes of knowledge at the moment. But
I get it.
Yeah.
My depressed brain beats me up unless I take in great swathes of knowledge. Oh, so,
right. Mine just goes, no, you need to just have da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da in your head and that's
Spanish
it.
Spanish flea again.
That one sentence from that 80s sitcom theme song in repeat now.
I will say I didn't say last week this isn't releasing currently, so it started in 2020 and kind of went up until April 2020, and then I assume COVID got in the way.
Yeah,
it hasn't like spoken about like ending or coming back, so hopefully it'll come
back.
Fingers
crossed.
There are 13 episodes and they're all really fun. Like, I've enjoyed every single episode of this podcast, so yeah.
Great.
I'm glad that you both enjoyed it.
Great. Okay, Nick.
My recommendation last week was Opening Arguments, a podcast that dissects bills of law, things to do with the legal profession, legal precedents, and other legalese. Had to think of
really covered there. All the bases.
All the legalese.
What'd you guys think?
I fucking love this podcast. I went in expecting my brain to say, no, 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 thank you, goodbye. But I was reacting to it physically. So some of the things that the guys were talking about, my mouth was dropping open. Like, I listened to the Australian Facebook ban episode, yeah. And I'm not sure if it was in the same episode, but they were talking about the Roe v. Wade stuff and how people are setting up trigger legislation, so if they they're getting prepped, mm-hmm. they're getting prepped to put out horrific laws if Roe v. Wade is overturned, and I was so angry with the types of stipulations and if this then that laws that are coming into place is just disgusting and horrific. But what I like most about this podcast is that I feel like it equips me to talk knowledgeably about a thing to people. So instead of me getting furious and just being like, you should not be for this because you're a bad human being if you are, I can actually give, you know, some well thought out arguments that are based in both fact and law. It made me feel smarter and more motivated to call people on their bullshit rather than just not wanting to deal with it because I couldn't articulate why they were being an asshole. Anyway, I really enjoyed it and I shall be listening to more. Although, did try to scroll back to listen to an earlier episode and there were so many scrolls to do with Trump and I didn't want to listen to anything Trump. So I'm kind of happy that Trump is gone now so that hopefully they'll be putting out content that is not so Trump heavy, but there was so many. They're like Trump this, 2020 Trump
is,
that, 2020 blah, blah, blah,
is
blah.
Like Trump, but I mean, that's the thing. Not to get political, but that like Trump.
How can you
like,
not? It's
so,
law.
So like, much. So much had changed that like it's so hard to keep up.
Yeah.
So they've got. I guess they've got a duty to cover it. In some
I normally
capacity.
Try to go for a new episode and an older episode just to compare, but I just wasn't in the mood for listening to any more of Trump's bullshit. No. So, yes, Zane.
Oof, this is a really good podcast. This is maybe my new favorite podcast.
Wee.
Maybe.
It's like what that podcast that you love, what's it called? The woman who goes through the bills.
Congressional
Dish.
Yes, Congressional Dish.
It feels kind like a slightly more accessible, more like
it's chatty.
Chatty version it's, of that.
Yeah, because that is definitely a solo podcast.
It is amazing still, but.
Oh, I still listen to every single episode of very day and support everything that she does. This podcast is, like you said, a lot more approachable and not nearly as angry making.
And I like that there was the comedian offsider to be like, hang on, wait. I don't get it. What does this mean for things?
What I would compare this to more directly is The Dollop, which is an American history podcast with one person presenting the story and their comedian friend making fun of them.
Yeah.
This is one person presenting law and then jokes being made about that. This is a great podcast. I think I've listened to about 6 episodes, but I've definitely subscribed. And yeah, it's lots of fun. And important knowledge.
I felt, you know, like I consider myself a smart person, but I felt 10% smarter at least listening to this. And just It lessened my anxiety about certain issues because it enabled me to then articulate what my opinion was.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, because I feel like that I think the beauty of it for me is that, like, while I understood a bit of the legalese and the structure of bills and law and all that sort of stuff, it informed me on a level that, like you said, made you feel like you could go into arguments or discussions about certain things with people that may not be as like-minded with you and actually be able to come up with...
You got the
receipts. Yeah, exactly. And I think the show for me also, I think the key is that it never feels like it's patronizing you as well. It is very much a explain this and then
this
explain
why.
This
is a lawyer friend at the bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Chatting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Bang yes. On, bang on.
Yeah.
Maybe I should listen to it with booze. Maybe that would make it slightly
more. You're just like, yeah.
And another thing about fuck that policy. Yeah. All right. Great. We're done.
That's it.
That is another week of recommendations and reviews for you. If you would like to suggest a theme, as Eric did this week with our sleep theme, or suggest a podcast that we would like to listen to, we are on all of the social medias, or you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology and fill out our little handy dandy form, or just hit us up on chat, slide into our DMs and talk podcasts to us. Is us what we like? I don't know where this is going anymore.
I don't know. It got real sexy real quick. And I was like, I'm not. Okay. You're talking.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to go into the whole radio host, you know, that, late night radio. No, I can't. Now I'm laughing. It makes no sense. I can't be sexy when I'm thinking about being sexy. I'm very awkward, everybody. But that's been us. Please send us through your podcast recommendations. We will definitely listen to them. We may put them on the podcast. But until next time, I've been Liz Best here with
Zane C. Weber
and
Nick Liga.
Keep listening to podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.